This weekend, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is in Iraq, checking on the U.S. occupation. He met today with military commanders and Iraqi political leaders in Baghdad and in the northern city of Kirkuk. NPR's Julie McCarthy is following the Rumsfeld visit and joins us now. Julie, what did Rumsfeld do anyway?
Well, first of all, the secretary landed in the northern oil city, as you point out, of Kirkuk. He touched down just after daylight, ate breakfast with the troops in a cafeteria that was decorated for Christmas. You know, with the holidays coming, what's on the mind of the troops? Obviously, when are we going to go home? How long are we going to be here? Rumsfeld tried to, you know, assure them that from the Pentagon's point of view, things were on course, according to the briefing he was given from the commander of the U.S. 4th Infantry. Over time, the U.S. military will need fewer troops, so no new troops being added here, they say. Washington's clearly interested in speeding the transfer of power here. There's a huge number of Iraqis are being trained for police duty. In fact, the Iraqi security forces have expanded so quickly that this week they exceeded the total number of U.S. troops in Iraq. It's something like 131,000 Iraqi security forces compared to 130,000 U.S. forces. So the shift in balance from external to mostly domestic forces would be a watershed in the handing back of power.
But of course, one of the problems is that some of the Iraqis who've been helping the U.S. occupation forces are being killed.
Well, that's right, along with the U.S. troops. There wasn't a great deal of that said publicly today, but in closed-door sessions, you could imagine it that kind of question. The security situation dominated the meetings with Mr. Rumsfeld and the U.S. commanders, the U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer, and the head of the Iraqi Governing Council. And among the Iraqi public, who is increasingly bearing the brunt of this insurgency, there's palpable fear, and they feel extremely vulnerable for their personal security. In fact, a member of the Governing Council admitted to me today that the primary preoccupation of many council members is their personal security. The ordinary Iraqi will tell you they don't sleep in their bedrooms for fear of not hearing the intruder on the first floor. So the population is becoming increasingly resentful about the occupation and the risks it's exposing them to.
Some Iraqis are also thinking about a war crimes tribunal. What can you tell us about that?
This would be Iraq's attempt to bring to justice in formal trials members of the former regime who are either being detained or who are fugitives. Rumsfeld said today, quote, the chances of stumbling on one of the top guys are zero, but a good number of the leading 55 are in custody, and trying them would be the top priority. The plan is to have Iraqi judges with Iraqi prosecutors, and so the tribunal itself is also about regaining Iraqi self-rule.
Okay, NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Baghdad. Julie, thanks.
Thank you.